there's mamish a delay, a 5 second delay from when you press the button till it starts going.
We're Tuesday night.
Chayvus Halvavus. We're Mitzvah Shem. We'll finish our bitachon today, maybe. But I had a certain insight. Maybe we won't, because I had a certain insight into what he's saying at the end, which I'd like to share with you. So we'll see. What he's doing at the end is, he said a yisod. He said a principle. He said that, and this is really, if you've been following Shar Bitachon and trying to get a handle on Bitachon, you see that what he says is not really a chiddush at all. It makes a lot of sense. The more awareness you have of Hashem, the more appreciation you have of Hashem, the more knowledge you have of Hashem. You say, oh, Hashem does this too, and Hashem does this too, and he does this too, and he's this, and he's that. And the more you develop knowledge of Hashem, Yediyas Hashem, so the more, if you don't, get a Rambam with Hilchus Tshuva in it. So the more you, so the stronger your bitachon will become. Now he gives a marshal, but in the marshal, I realize today, the marshal is going to, it's more than just a marshal, as we'll see. He goes through 10 stages. There are 10 stages of bitachon in a person's life. So he's just talking about the more, as the child develops intelligence and sees, so to speak, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, thank you, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, like where Taka, what should he rely on? So he shifts his bitachon from his mother's breasts to Hashem, right? And he runs the gamut. But there are 10 stages, and we'll see it's 10 very specific stages. His point at this point of the paragraph, of the perek, is that, so you see, as the child gets more intelligent, as he becomes more aware of the world around him, so it shifts from the Shadayim to the mother, to the father, to himself, right? He becomes independent. Then he says, oh, it's my employer. And then he gets a little older and he says it's Hashem. So first it's Hashem when he has nothing else to rely on, and then it's Hashem when he, you know, something in the middle, and then he totally is able, he develops as he gets older and more mature and more knowledgeable of Hashem. He shifts his bitachon to Hashem in everything, no matter how small, even when he crosses the street to buy a container of milk. He says, why did I put milk in my coffee? I'm relying on Hashem for the smallest things. Right, a person is very, very high madrega. We're not paying lip service. A person works, and then he goes to his boss, and he gets his weekly paycheck. It's very hard to rely on Hashem when that's happening. I did the work. My boss is paying me a check. You know, so good. Hashem could make me fall down a flight of stairs. You know, but that it's really Hashem giving me the parnasa, it's really very hard. And this is the eighth, right? The shdeimo is going to become significant. Right now he's just saying as the child gets smarter, it becomes more aware of Hashem and the different madregas. But it's significant that there are 10 levels of bitachon. The shdeimo, imo, aviv, himself, his employer, Hashem when there's no eitzah, Hashem to make his life a little more pleasant, and then total realization that it's Hashem for the paycheck, for the milk and the coffee, to everything, Hashem. The ninth level of bitachon, and it's interesting that he calls it a level of bitachon, is he relies on Hashem with such intensity that, and this is what we were learning yesterday, whatever Hashem has in store for him, not just everything I do, I'm relying on Hashem, no matter how simple, even the milk and the coffee, but anything Hashem throws at me, whether it's poverty, whether it's wealth, whether it's good health, whether it's bad health, mavis, chayim, anything, I'm cool with it, I'm fine. That's what Hashem wants. It's a bittul to Hashem, It's you're moving past reliance, and you're being mevatel, and whatever Hashem does is fine with me. That's how much you're relying on Hashem. You're relying that Hashem is meitiv. You're relying that Hashem has your best interests at heart, and you're cool with whatever He does. This is b'pnimius libo. To the degree that we ask the kasha, why in the Chavos Halavos is ninth madrega of bitachon, which is like you're really like you're up there with David HaMelech, right? Would a person daven? Would a person daven if he had a tzara? Well, why would a person daven? The Chavos Halavos says that what we're looking for is ukvisha on page kuf samach vav, the last page in Shara Bitachon, on the third line, v'lo yus'aver. Now we're moving to the fourth line, lezulas, to something else, mashabokar lo Hashem, something other than what Hashem chose for him to have. V'lo yirtze elamasha rotza lo Hashem. He doesn't even desire anything else. V'yismaser el Hashem. V'yatel gufo v'nafsho l'mishpato. Whatever he says. V'lo yadif matzav al matzavo. You know, he doesn't think, if I'd be rich, then everything would be good. He doesn't think like that. He has no desire for a matzav. He can say he's living existentially. Right? Whatever it is, that's what it is. That's what Hashem wants for him. V'lo yachbots lios shalok kafi shehu binyani ha'olam. He has no desire that anything about his life, even if he's sick and meduke b'yisurin, he has no desire that anything be different than whatever it is. U'kafi shehu yo'imer achad habotchim, me'olam lo hishkamti b'matzov. I never woke up in the morning in a certain situation. V'saveisi zuloso. So that's nine. That's level nine. So we asked, why would a person daven? Would he daven? So I said that, yes, he would daven. Because we know that it's no good to be sick. No good in the sense that it's not, the body is supposed to function. Hashem wants the body to function a certain way. I mean, the word sick means, by definition, the body is not functioning at its peak capacity the way it's supposed to function. So we know there's something wrong. In a perfect world, you're not sick. In a perfect world, you're not poor. In a perfect world, you're not weak. In a perfect world, you're not suffering. We know that. The question is, and there's nothing wrong with davening, but this person on this level will not daven to lose, to get out of his poverty, to get out of his ill health, to get out of his suffering, because he wants Hashem's Bria to be perfect. It's like he detaches himself. He's like davening for himself the way he would daven for someone else. Hashem's world is imperfect. We want a lot of things. We want the Geula. We want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. We want Yerushalayim to be rebuilt. And we don't want to be sick. It's in the same vein. We know Hashem's Bria is exhibiting an imperfection if someone's sick. So just like you would daven for someone else, so you're allowed to daven for yourself too. You're also someone else. But it's not because, I don't want to be sick. I want to be healthy. That's the point. Someone on this darga, that's not the way his mind's working. He's working that yiratzum ulfanecha. I want this to be Hashem's will, because that's a tikkun. We know you're not supposed to be sick. We know there's something wrong in the Bria. Okay. Now he goes on to the 10th darga. You say, he left me in the dust by the 6th darga. Okay, you know, that's... Right? But if you know what's perfection, it's important, right? Just like, you know, just because most baseball players are not that good, but they know what it means to excel. It's important to know how to excel, because you have to know what you're struck. First of all, you shouldn't think that you're excelling. You should always be striving to get better. You should have a role model, and you should know what perfection is, right? And then you strive for it. the 10th Madrega. The 10th Madrega, this is why I wanted the Rabbah Menuchas Tshuva. If you ever learn, the Rabbah Menuchas Tshuva in the last perek talks about Avos Hashem. And he describes it in very, very, very Yevas Hashem. He describes it more intensely than any writer or poet described. I mean, this is Shir HaShirim. This is Shir HaShirim. Ava Gedola Yaseira Azo Adma Od Achate Nafsho Kshura Bavas Hashem Benimtza Shogebo Tamid. You're like in a daze. In a daze. It's like someone, he says, who's in love with a woman. Ke'ilu Chole Ahava, people who are lovesick, means with women, women with men, they're lovesick. She'ein Daitum Penuya, that's all they're obsessed with it. That's all they can think about. They go, they see their images everywhere. They're thinking about what they're doing at this moment. They think about, you know, how they want to be with them. You know, they miss them. And he says, Shushoge Batomid, Bein B'Shifto, Bein B'Kumo, B'Shar Shuocha V'Sosa, Yosir Mizetia Avos Hashem B'Lei V'Ohavot, Shogim B'Tomid. He keeps using the word Shogim. Shogim means you're in a daze. You're spaced out. You can bump into a telephone pole when you're walking because you're thinking about what Hashem's doing at that moment, how he's running the whole world, and he's making it rain in Africa, and he's making everybody in the world live, and he's... Like, and you start thinking about everything, and you can't think about everything Hashem is doing at that moment because our minds are not big enough to push and comprehend, right? And then that's what the Shir HaShirim is. Kicholos, the whole Shir HaShirim, Moshel Hu LeInyan Zeh. And you really, if you know, if you read books or you have some idea, just to go along with the Rambam's Moshel, a lovesick person, he doesn't feel like eating. Doesn't feel like drinking. You give him good food. He's nimas. He doesn't want. All he wants to do is think about the person, and he's just totally involved in his mind. And like, you know, he could walk into a telephone pole when he's taking a walk because he's daydreaming about the woman or the man. So that's the Chavis Halvodas. Now we'll describe the 10th Darga. So the Rambam says that's the darg of Avos Hashem. That's Ahava, and that's Avos Hashem. You just want to bond with Hashem. You just want to think about him all day. You want to, what would Hashem do? What is Hashem doing? Oh, I miss him. I want to, and you lose yourself. And you don't, you nimas, and that's what the Chavis Halvodas is. I'm showing you the Rambam so that you should have some understanding of the Chavis Halvodas in this 10th darga. The Chasher, we're on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, line number 7. On page Kuf Samach Vod, V'chasher Tischazek HaKaroso Es Hashem Yoser Mizeh. More than Darga 9. Darga 9 was already whatever Hashem wants, I want. Total bittel. I have no desire other than whatever Hashem's desire is. That was Darga 9. Darga 10 is you gain more of an appreciation and an understanding of what Hashem is and what Hashem does, etc. V'yeda samatora. So then he starts thinking about his relationship with Hashem, and what's the purpose why he's in this world. Asher bavura nivra v'yotza la'olam hazeh hakole v'yeda adifas olam abo hakayam yimas es olam hazeh. He has no pleasure at all from this world, this person, but ta'avosov, and its pleasures. The Yisbodei, right, he goes to the forest. This is the Chavis Halvodas many times throughout the Sefer. Speaks very approvingly of his Bodudus, going off by yourself and thinking about Hashem. The Yisbodei Brayono V'Nafsho V'Gufo Im Hashem Yisroman V'Yishader. This is just like, again, going back to the Rambam. You just want to think about Hashem. You want to think about his godless. You want to think about how perfect he is. If it helps you to think of a woman, That's what the Rambam's mashal is. It gives us a way to think about just what we're talking about, because we're on such a low madrega, like I said, we're back in number 5 or 6, so we don't even have an idea what he's talking about. So the mashal of Shir HaShirim gives us an idea. Like, you have no, you don't care about anything. You can go for days without eating. You're just pining, and you just want to be with that person. You miss them. You think, what are they doing now? Oh, the way they smile, the way they laugh, the way they are clever, they're funny, they're intelligent, right? And you start thinking about all their milas. So that's what you're doing with Hashem. That's a marshal just. With Hashem, you're saying, oh, he's Akel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Hanora, he's so mechnoflim, Matar Asurim, Zokev Kefufim. Like, whoa, and Mitzrayim Galtonu, the Beis Avodim Pedisonu, right? Verov Zantonu, the Sovakil Kaltonu, Mechervi Saltonu, Mideva Milatatonu, Mechaloyim Rom, Venemonim Dilisonu, and you start thinking, whoa, Adheno Azura Chamecha, Vlazvunu Chasodecha, right? And that's what he enjoys. He just wants to think about Hashem. The Yishtashe Bezichron, Bemashon, the Yishtamein, this is the Rambam Shoge, is this word. He's spaced out. He's dizzy. He doesn't have no desire to anything else. Biladeya Machshova Baroma Muso. V'chashayiya B'toch Hamrav. He could be in a crowd of people. He could be walking in the street with a crowd. And you tell him, oh. He says, oh yeah, I was there. I don't even remember being there. Lo yisave el ritzono, lo yishtokek el lekroso. All you have in mind is Hashem. Tasikeu simchoso, and all that makes him happy. Ba'avoso misimchos, and he's more happy thinking about Hashem. And that's how he's with Hashem. He's involved with Hashem. He's happier misimchos anshe olam bolam azeh, umimisos anshe olam abo bolam abo. You're not talking about olam abo. Think about something way beyond Olam Haba. You're not thinking of Olam Haba is like Schar. He's not talking about Schar. He's talking about, he's just happy and thrilled and spaced out, and he just, it sounds strange to us, but this is Yedius Hashem. This is Dveikus Hashem. You go to the forest and you just think. And this is, you know, he stops at this point. Truth is, then you become, if you keep going, you become a Navi. You get Ruach HaKodesh. And Hashem starts speaking to you. It's Navi. We don't have Navua nowadays, but this keeps going. The Zuya Dago El Yona shall abotchim, because it's all the intensity of your relying on Hashem, of Hashem being real to you, of your knowing that Hashem is there for you. So min haNeviim vaChasidim, this is already Nevuim vaChasidim uvechivi Hashem uskuloso. V'yiyach ha'maimer hakosuv, and it's Mekuyim, this pasuk in Yeshaya, af orach mishpatecho Hashem kivinucha l'shimcha u'lezichrucha tavas nafesh. This is the desire of my heart. V'amar hachosid, someone nafshi l'elokim l'kel chai. We have no idea what the pasuk means. Like, I'm thirsty now, right? I'm thirsty. I'm going to take a drink of soda. Your nefesh is thirsty for Hashem. This is like being lovesick, missing the person. And you just... thirsty. I mean, the pasuk depicts it in that way. Hine Eila, we're going to learn, we're going to finish this. We're not learning kitzur tonight. Believe that, maybe we'll have time. I'll take a 9:45. Maybe we'll have time for some kitzur. Hine Eila Esa Dargas HaBitachon Asher Lo Yibotzer Boteach Miachas Mehem. What does he mean by that sentence? L'chora, he wasn't telling us 10 Madregas and Bitachon. L'chora, he wanted to make a point that the more knowledge you have of Hashem, the more intense and the more real and the stronger your Bitachon will be. So he tells us a nice story about an infant's born. So the Chora, all he's saying there is that you see that as your intelligence increases, you get closer to Hashem, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. At the level of intelligence of number 6, you shift it to Hashem. Hashem was 6, 7, and 8 in terms of no other Eitzah to make life more pleasant, everything. That was 6, 7, and 8. 9 is accepting whatever Hashem's will is, and you don't even want anything else. And 10 was 10. That wasn't 10 levels of Bitachon L'chora. That was a nice story that taught us as you get more intelligent. He never said 10. Now he's saying, these are the 10 Madregas of Bitachon. This story I just told you about from a baby being born to being a Navi and a Chassid, and that is 10 levels of Bitachon. So L'chora, how is it 10 levels of Bitachon? L'chora not. And now look at the next paragraph. Umotzonu inyan ha-bitachon baksuvim nemar besofo ha-ivris. You will find 10 synonyms for bitachon throughout Tanakh. Ba'asoro l'shonos, and they are keneged eser milos halalu. They are correspond to these, now imamish, 10 levels of bitachon. The haim, we don't know which is which. We don't, miftach, we may be familiar with some of the words from davening or from Tehillim. Mivtach, Mishon, Tikvach, Kaveh al Hashem, Kaveh al Hashem, Machseh, you have that in Tehillim, Machsehu, Tocheles, Tochalti Lashem, Chikui, Nafshenu Chiksa Lashem, Smicha, Sever, Misod, and Kesel. These are the 10 synonyms in Hebrew for our Tanakh. I didn't see any mepharish. These are, now, question. And he says, so these 10 synonyms in Hebrew are the 10 levels of bitachon I just taught you. Saying, what 10? He didn't teach us 10 levels of bitachon. He told us a story about a child getting older and older and older. And his point was that as you get more intelligent, you develop awareness of Hashem, and you start realizing, oh, it's Hashem. And then within Hashem, you have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The first 5, you were like, you weren't even... I realized, Baruch Hashem, that the Imamish is saying something deep here. His mashal with the child was... It's 10 levels of bitachon. In the first 5, you don't even chap that it's Hashem. What's the first? It's the mother's breast. In other words, and really, I'm not so sure we're by level 5. It could be we're all by level 1. Remember he said that people make the common mistake is that they look at the last link in the chain. That's what he said in the beginning of the parak. That's why this parak is so beautiful. There's a link in the chain. And ironically, the one with the least power to change anything is that last link. But what do people do? They see that Reuven's punching Shimon in the nose. That's what they see. And they have trouble breaking out of that. That's the baby on the first Madrega. The baby knows the mother's breast. It doesn't even know the mother. It just knows, it turns its face. We're really on that Darga. I know that I work and my boss gives me money, let's say, or Reuven punches me in the nose and my nose bleeds. So they say, why is my nose bleeding? Because Reuven punched me in the nose. That's the baby. That's a level of bitachon where you're not able to look beyond the immediate cause and effect. You know, such a low level of bina, of understanding, of maturity, that you don't even think of Hashem. Because you're looking at, why did the stock market go down? Because the economy collapsed. The economy collapsed because Fannie Mae went bankrupt, you know. So that's the baby. Then the baby is able to say, there's a mother here. That's a level of intelligence where he chaps. The mother's already, oh, it's not just, I turn my face and I suck and I have milk. She's already the second link. She's not the first link. She's not the immediate punch in the nose. Oh, there's a person here. And the baby says, oh, but then the baby's still not able to break out of the level of the mother. It's mamish madregas and bitachon. How mature It's all Hashem. But that's what he's saying. It's 10 madregos in bitachon. It's on the lowest level, you're unable to see beyond the immediate cause. So you pay lip service and you daven and you make a bracha. Bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shekolnu Yehi Bidvaro. And you drink the milk. But if someone asks you, how'd you get the milk? You say, I went to the store and I bought milk. Like, what are you talking about? Right, but you just made a bracha that Hashem gives you milk. Yeah, okay, you know. If not for Hashem, I wouldn't have the milk. And we think we're ready for him. But it's much more than that. If Hashem wanted to be an SOB, so he could have messed me up and I wouldn't have had milk. And that's already we think we're from. It's much more positive than that. Hashem is giving me milk. Hashem is giving me milk. So that's the pshat here. And the 10 lashonos of bitachon is that. There's a low level bitachon where all you're able to do is relate to the immediate cause. Then you do the mother, the father, yourself. So you know, you have this awareness. In all the 10 darius, you're aware of Hashem. He doesn't mean like a baby is totally oblivious, but he means that you're real. If you want to be honest and look in the mirror of bitachon with an honest look, so then you're like a baby by the mother's breasts, right? And you know, Hashem is like, that's the seventh parak. So the first madrega is you're only able to look at that last link. And then, that's the pshat in these 10 things. You keep going back with the links. And then finally, you reach Hashem in a real way. But, okay, first it's if you have no other Eitzah, it's not raining. What are you going to do, you know? You can't find a parking spot, right? You can't find one. You say, okay, Hashem, my uncle won't lend me money. The bank won't lend me money. Hashem, you got to help me, right? That's level 6. Right. That's level 6. Then 7, 8, 9, 10. So Baruch Hashem, that's what he says. 10 lashonos of bitachon. Now, how to match up these 10, that would be like amazing. I don't know which is which. Yisimeinu Hashem ba'oscho min abotchem olav ha'mesmasrim l'mishpato. That was level 8. Right? Benigla Ubamatsporn, he always says that outwardly and inwardly, Rachma Yisala. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So I think tomorrow night we'll start the next Shar. Maybe send an email, invite people to join us for Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Okay, we'll learn a little kitzel. I'll catch you 9:45. I hope.